You never left.
Well, you said you guys would be gone.
What's the medical update?
MP is out, obviously. Ray is out for today and tomorrow. Avery's going to play. Am I missing anyone? I don't really know. I mean, it's a concussion, and, you know, he's not even ready to take a test yet. So, you know, they do the baseline test. Same thing with NFL. They do the test for 40 a year now. It's just the first year, I think, that we've ever done that. So, but he's not even ready to take the test, so we just have to wait and see.
You spoken to him?
Yeah. Sounds great. Yeah. Sounds like Michael. I don't understand what he said.
Is he eager? Are you kind of like taking, you know?
No, we didn't even talk about playing. We just talked. You know, I didn't bring the plan up at all.
What is, I mean, it's got to be the
Yeah, I thought it was, I knew he had a concussion, but you could see that, but I was more worried about his neck, body. It looked bad. So, you know, we're fortunate.
What's the earliest you would expect him to come back?
I have no idea. Again, we haven't even talked about that.
The decision to go with Avery as opposed to Sasha or Marquise, talk about that.
Two guard. You know, Crawford's a quick two guard, so I don't think that's a hard decision, to be honest.
Injury yourself and whatever
I stay out of that room. I think you know that. I think Eddie will. I trust Eddie 100%, so they'll make the right decision. They don't need my input at all in that. And Eddie will do the right thing.
Did you learn anything from Scal a couple of years ago when he got one?
No. Yeah. You know, except for that headgear he wore, looked horrendous. Other than that, I think everybody's different. I mean, I think concussions have been proven. Every single one is an individual injury. It's not a, group thing. It's, so we'll find out.
Do you think that there's more attention being
paid
to that?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I had one where I woke up in the hospital early on the Elijah one, and I had another one. So that probably explains my actions today, every day. But, you know, I know I had the one. I was in the hospital, and I played the next game. Back then, you had a headache, and you went out and played basketball, and you didn't think anything of it. And now you're finding out all the things that have happened afterwards. So, I'm glad. In every sport, obviously, football and hockey probably would be the two that lead the pack in it. But there's a lot of them in basketball as well. You know, we don't wear headgear. So things happen.
With all these injuries, how do you avoid saying,
well, because you can't, because we have a game tonight, you know, and that's just the way life is in anything. It's, right now, it's our team, but I tell our guys all the time, things don't go well all the time. And what are you going to do? You know, and I tell them that. We just keep playing and things will work out. I'm a big believer in that.
How serious is the Ray injury?
I don't know. Hey, the good news, I know he did an MRI yesterday, and no one told me anything, so that's good news. You know, the fact that he had to do one is always a concern, but he was fine. That's good.
What were the results of Petrus's MRI?
I don't know.
No. Is that good news?
Yeah, I never ask. You know.
So you talked about players being needing to be ready, especially this season.
Yeah.
Come on, Marquise is a guy who hasn't been playing really at all and been active, healthy scratch.
Yeah.
What have your conversations been about
staying ready? You know, staying ready, being more aggressive. Finishing at the rim. That's where he's really struggled this year. And that's what we need him to do. You know, he's not a jump shooter. He's a guy that can post guards up and great instinct of cutting and finish the deal when he gets there. Yeah, I think he does. I think there are a group of guys. I think he may be one of them. He's up and down that way. He may not show it, but I've always felt that way. Well, I think it's a great trade for him. You know, they have a consistent low post score. They have a guy that you take care of the ball, plays the right way. I think they needed that. They needed a veteran. You just want to forget all the other stuff. They needed a veteran in that, on that team, in that locker room, and I think that was a heck of a trade for them.
One thing about, like, as a point guard, you know, you got to worry about pace.
Yeah.
When to go, and what happens. John's still trying to figure out when to turn his speed on.
Yeah, it's tough, though, because of the record, the score, that they, I think it's so tough. I mean, he's just trying to play right now. And, you know, it'd be different if John was on a team that was making a run and it was the same group. I think his pace would be different and he would, I just think it's so tough to gauge when you're on a team with the record that they have. They win games. They've been in a lot of games lately, you know, but it's still just tough. So I don't think you can, he just got to play basketball right now and then get it better later.
Collins in here to, you know,
yeah.
With Jermaine out, is there a thought that you guys probably
should
add one more person at some point?
We can. The problem is you can't to the playoffs now that Friday's passed. So, you know, we may add another guy just for adding a guy to get to the year. You know, we'll see. I mean, there's no one out there. But, and Collins is just so tough. We're just going over our practice plan for the year, and we figured out that next week we have those back-to-back days where we may practice, and those will be our last two of the year. I mean, that's absurd when you think about it. That's how the schedule goes, but the way we look at it, I don't think we can have another practice other than those 2 days. So that's just ridiculous. That's everybody. It's not just us. It's just the way the season's been set up.
Kind of technical question, but I know you guys can't bring in a player for this year. Could you guys bring in somebody who perhaps didn't play an NBA game this year?
We could. I don't know who you're talking about, but we could. But I'd be surprised if we brought it here again.
Rookie's my shock, obviously, with Ray and Peter's out and now.
Yeah, it's tough.
And
we have to be real careful. This is because you have to be careful with your substitution, more than your rotations almost, because you have to have scoring on the floor all the time. So we have to be really careful. And obviously, foul trouble just throws that all out of the window. But we have to be very careful how we sub.